Well, now it's time for our second feature this week. Patrick Peel is the chief executive of the East Anglian Air Ambulance, and he recently took part in a night shift to see the emergency services work at first hand. His words are read for us by Don Cleaver.
The working day is, for most of us, bookended by dawn and dusk. But for East Anglian Air Ambulance's critical care paramedics on the night shift, this pattern of living is exactly reversed. Their shifts begin when most people's end. So in the days leading up to my night shift, I thought about how I might react at the scene of trauma or medical emergency, but I had no idea how tiring it might be. The critical care paramedic on duty, Ben Kane, is one of EAAA's most experienced, so I knew that not only the patients would be in good hands, but so would I. I also hoped that I might prove myself to be helpful during the long night ahead. Over the course of the shift, I had the opportunity to see firsthand the calm, professional camaraderie, total task focus, and compassion from our region's emergency services. We attended three missions. The first two were only a short drive from base. Both patients showed me a side of Norwich society that until then I had not encountered. It demonstrated so clearly the difficult situations our EAAA clinicians see so often. Sometime after midnight, Ben and I returned to the base for another much-needed cup of tea, the currency of the night shift. And then it was down to paperwork, for Ben, as every detail of each mission is documented. This is one of the very valuable training procedures EAAA has developed, so that each case can be examined to ensure the right decisions are made. As the night was almost at an end, and my energy levels were flagging despite a spectacular sunrise at 3:45 a.m. over Norwich Airport, the red phone sprang into life, and we were tasked to a village near Swaffham, where a man in his 50s had suffered a cardiac arrest. A long drive on blue lights followed, and I remember being shocked at how some people appeared to be totally unaware that you were trying to pass, despite sirens and flashing lights. We arrived at the scene shortly before 7 a.m., and I was able to see the value of the advanced level of care that a critical care paramedic can deliver. We joined another CCP who was already on scene, and I was impressed to witness such professional and dedicated teamwork in a difficult situation, all working to do the best for the patient and family. After escorting the patient to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, we arrived back to base at 9 a.m, 2 hours after the shift should have finished. I was very tired, and I was only the observer, helping a little by carrying bags and making tea. I take my hat off to the EEAST ambulance personnel and the EAAA doctors and CCPs and pilots who turn out in all conditions to do the very best for their patients. I feel very proud to be involved in such a valuable charity working so closely with the NHS. It's left me even more convinced, if that were possible, that we are so fortunate to have NHS clinicians and our life-saving charity providing the very best pre-hospital emergency care for patients.